our devotionals that Mike has chosen for us over this summer month as we're looking at the Apostle Paul, various aspects of the Apostle Paul. I didn't know exactly how to take this, but he gave me Paul the Aged. And he said, I thought you could identify. So I'm going to have a talk with Mike about that. But you know what was read for us by Brother James in Philemon chapter, I always do that, Philemon verse 9. If you pick up in verse 8, therefore, though I might be very bold in Christ to command you what is fitting, yet for love's sake, I rather appeal to you, being such a one as Paul the Aged, and now also a prisoner of Jesus Christ. You know, when you stop and think about it, we really don't know a whole lot about Paul's age. Did a little bit of research on this, and it seems to me that an awful lot of number of folks that have studied these things, have researched these things, tend to put Paul about 5 years older than what Jesus would have been at this time. So if you back up just a little bit, you'll realize that with Philemon being written as Paul was talking about being a prisoner of Christ here in chains, verse 10, that this would have been about 62 or 63 A.D., which would have made Paul somewhere in the neighborhood of what, 67, 68 years of age. In our mind's eye, we don't think about Paul being all that old at 68 years old, do we? I hope not, because there's going to be several of us here start feeling real old real fast. But for that day and age, certainly as we have progressed with our medical care and with our nutrition and all these different things, our life expectancy has changed. Well, Paul considered himself to be aging. So what I want to do is back up just a little bit, if you will, to the book of 2 Timothy chapter 4. 2 Timothy chapter 4. And I want to make just a couple of quick points about the Apostle Paul and the amount of time that I have here. As we begin to pick up and read here in verse 6, 2 Timothy chapter 4, for I am already being poured out as a drink offering, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought the good fight, I've finished the race, and I've kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give me on that day, and not to me only, but also to all who have loved his appearing. Be diligent to come to me quickly, for Demas hath forsaken me, having loved this present world, and is departed for Thessalonica, Crescens in for Galatia, and Titus for Dalmatia. Now let's stop right there and just think about this for a moment. 2 Timothy, it is believed, was written somewhere around 67 to 68 A.D., so when Paul would mention to Philemon that he was getting older, he would have been in his mid to late 60s. But by the time he writes this, we know that Paul's life was coming to an end. But I want you to notice something here. Even though he was getting old by that standard, by that day and age, Paul didn't quit being a servant of God. He was still imploring Philemon on behalf of Philemon's slave, Onesimus. He was still doing the work of an evangelist. He was still busy in the kingdom. So when you stop and think about Paul the Aged, don't think about Paul as sitting in a rocking chair on his back porch, as we might think of it this day and age, sipping his iced tea and watching the world go by. He was busy in the kingdom. That tells me that the Apostle Paul had a mindset that says, so long as I am upon the face of this earth and have capabilities and have abilities within myself, I am going to be a servant of Christ. You know, I realize that at some point in time in all of our lives, we'll reach that point where we just can't do what we used to do. Saw a cute little cartoon the other day, and the idea that somebody said, you know, I'm 65 years old, and I can still do the same thing as I did when I was 25 years old. And he says, all that proves is he didn't do much when he was 25 years old. Because if you've ever gone through that transition and you're up to 65 years old, you know you can't do what you used to do at 25. But you know what? We can still do something. We are all talented. We all have abilities. I remember one gospel preacher many years ago made an observation. Man, I sure am glad God loves the one talent man because he made so many of us. Well, folks, we all have talents. We all have abilities. Paul didn't quit being a Christian because he had reached the point, as he himself acknowledged, being aged. Let's have that mindset. Let's have that heart and desire within us. Let's not stop being a child of God. Let's not stop being a servant in the kingdom. And maybe you can't do everything you used to do, but I bet you can still do some things. And I bet you can still be a servant in the Lord's army. In fact, stop and think about what Paul said in 2 Timothy as he'd write to Timothy. What did he say? I'm being poured out as a drink offering. My time of my departure is at hand. He said, I'm close to my life being over here. But he said, I have fought the good fight. And I've finished the course. And I've kept the faith. If there's anyone here this evening who have never put your Lord and Savior on in baptism, you know what you need to do to be saved. If you believe with all your heart that Jesus Christ is Son of God, you're ready to repent of your sins, you're ready to confess the name of Christ, and you're ready to be baptized, we ask the simple question, why not tonight? Why not make that decision to do that now? Maybe it is the case that you're a child of God. And maybe you feel like you can't do what you used to do, so maybe, well, you're just not doing anything anymore in the kingdom. Let me encourage you that you can be active and you can still serve the Lord in His kingdom. Whatever your need may be, if we can help out, won't you come right now as we stand and sing this song?